Marshall's song, we throw open the doors of the church by the side of the road to you, and we are so glad that you are here. Many of you do not attend church anywhere else, and some of you cannot get out to attend, and so we are glad to have this service especially for you. The church by the side of the road is everybody's church, and so regardless of who you are or where you are, we invite you to write us if you have a burden, a problem, or a need. When you write, you may address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan. Now, here is Carol to sing.
If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in his word how he feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If your body suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
How it thrills me to know that when we are born into the family of God through the new birth, then every promise in the Bible becomes ours personally. Did you know that each one of us personally has an intercessor, a high priest? Hebrews tells us that our high priest is Jesus Christ. You may say, how can he be a personal high priest for every one of us with all of our different needs? It is true, his priestly ministry can be so far-reaching as to meet the need of every individual all at once, because he is omnipresent, meaning he is everywhere present at the same time. He is also omniscient, meaning he knows everything, even our needs. He is omnipotent, meaning he is all-powerful, having all power. Nothing is too hard for him to do and to accomplish. That is the difference between Jesus as an intercessor or priest and a mere mortal man. Hebrews 4 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Christ, our high priest, not only is, but has made himself available at all times. Imagine that, available at all times. And so, If you need to find mercy, forgiveness, pardon, cleansing, if you need grace to help, regardless of what your need may be, here is what the Bible tells you to do. Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace. Some people approach the Lord as if they are afraid He will not hear them. Some are not sure He will answer their prayer, therefore they do not come with faith. Some come with fear, not the fear of the Lord, but filled with fear because of their sins, their sickness, or their troubles. Others fear because they know they need help beyond the ability and power of men to give, and they are afraid that God cannot or will not meet their need. My friend, we need not come with trembling and fear. The Bible says to come boldly to the throne of grace, and here is what we will receive. You will obtain mercy, regardless of what your sins have been, if you come with a repentant heart. You will find mercy, mercy and forgiveness from a kind Heavenly Father. And you will find grace to help you in the time of need. Your Heavenly Father is concerned about your needs. Jesus said, "What man is there of you, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask Him?" Here is the picture. Jesus, our High Priest, is at the right hand of the throne of God and ever liveth to make intercession for us. And God, our Heavenly Father, will give good things to His children. Jesus said, "Whatsoever ye ask the Father in my name, I will do." Why can the Lord make such a wonderful and inclusive promise? Because with His own blood, He purchased our redemption. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." Jesus said that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so, as we come to the Father in the name of Jesus, Jesus, our High Priest, is there. And when our request reaches the throne, Jesus can say, "Yes, Father, I paid for that request. My blood was shed for the remission of sins. Forgiveness and cleansing are possible." If you are sick and you ask for healing, there is Jesus, your High Priest, saying, "Father, I paid for their healing. I have borne their griefs and carried their sorrows. I was wounded for their transgressions, bruised for their iniquities. The chastisement of their peace was upon me, and by my stripes they are healed." Yes, Father, their healing is also paid for. No wonder the Hebrews says that we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. If you need peace, Jesus, our High Priest, is there. He says, "Father, give them peace. The chastisement of their peace was upon me." If you need freedom from the torments of fear, Jesus, our High Priest, says, "Father, before I left them, I promised, let not your heart be troubled. Yea, believe in God, believe also in me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I leave with you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." We might go on and on if time would permit, But these are just a few of the benefits that our high priestess promised us. And so, my friend, whatever your need is, come boldly to the throne of grace, and there you will find mercy and grace to help in time of need. The need will never be greater than His grace to help. The grace to help is always greater than your need. And so, if you do have a need, won't you come to Jesus? Bow your head with me now. Our Father, we come to Thee in the name of Jesus, our High Priest. And we ask that You will give bountifully of Thy mercy, regardless of the magnitude of the sins. And that You will strengthen with an abundance of Thy grace those who are tried. Meet the need of all, regardless of what that need may be. We ask in Thy name. Amen. Now, friend, if you would like a copy of today's message, you may have one free of charge if you will just write and request it. When you write, you may address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan, or you may write Edna Jean Horn in care of the station to which you are listening.